Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. Please take note of all the announcements that are in the back of your bulletin. I know there's things about different youth events that are going on. There's caroling that's going to be coming up, Sunday school Christmas program, Christmas feast, a number of other things, and I think there's some announcements here. I don't know. All right, Kathy, you want to come?
I'd like to remind the women of the church that we will be having our Christmas potluck luncheon and hymn sing on Tuesday beginning at 10:30. We will begin with song, and then we will enjoy our meal together. Following that meal, we will make Christmas cards for the nursing home and the shut-ins, and all the supplies will be provided for you. So all the women of the church are invited to join us, and we will have a lot of fellowship through this service. Thank you.
All right. Zoe?
Good morning. Starting today, we are getting all the children ready and getting their costumes fitted today. And we will also have a sign-up sheet for high school and junior high for readers and volunteers on Christmas Eve and to see who can help on practice days for the Christmas program. Also, the Advent calendar children have received, and starting from December 1st, they have been collecting food items for YAM. If you have any questions, you can talk to Ms. Rebecca Innocenti, and everybody have a good day.
Okay. All right, Kathy.
Good morning. I just wanted to remind everyone, and it is again on the last page of the bulletin, but the Western Days Committee is again supporting Cowboy Claws this year. This is to obtain gifts for the children in the community who would otherwise not have any. So what they are asking from us is for monetary gifts. You may either write a check out to St. Paul Lutheran with a notation that it's for Cowboy Claws, or you can put it in a cash donation in an envelope, and again, mark it as Cowboy Claws. You can give those at the office if you would like. And at that point in time, on the 12th, we will be cutting one big check for them so they can start the Christmas shopping for the children. So any help y'all can give is greatly appreciated. Also, next Sunday on the 11th, we'd like to meet up here at about 2:45 for caroling. And we always have a really great time when we come, so please come. And then afterwards, we'll enjoy a meal in the fellowship hall. So we look forward to you joining us. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. Yeah. And Aiden.
Good morning. I would just like to say we are still having the Faith, Food, and Fun for the junior high. So please come Wednesday nights from 6 to 7:30, and you can come at around 5 or 5:15 if you want some extra time to go outside and play volleyball and basketball.
All right, thank you, Aiden. All right, any other announcements this morning? If not, then I invite you to rise as we begin with a brief order for confession and forgiveness. We begin this service in the remembrance of our baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare unto you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our opening hymn, On Jordan's Banks, the Baptist Cry. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
We pray at this time with the lighting of the Advent wreath. O Jesus, Son of Righteousness, rise in our hearts and enlighten us with the brightness of your coming, that we who rejoice in the sure word of your promise may not be put to shame at your coming in glory. Through your mercy, O God, who with the Holy Spirit live and govern all things, now and evermore. Amen. We light two candles and we sing the hymn, Light One Candle to Watch for Messiah, verses 1 and 2. Let us pray together the prayer of the day. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to prepare the way for your only Son. By his coming, give us strength in our conduits and shed light on our path through the darkness of this world. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them, the cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the Lord will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord. Our psalm is Psalm 72, and we will read it responsively. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son. That the mountains may bring prosperity to the people, and the little hills bring righteousness.
He shall defend the needy among the people. He shall rescue the poor and crush the oppressed.
He shall live as long as the sun and moon endure, from one generation to another. In his time shall the righteous flourish. There shall be abundance of peace till the moon shall be no more. And blessed be his glorious name forever, and may all the earth be filled with his glory. Amen. Amen. The second lesson is a reading from Romans 15. Whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope. May the God of steadfast and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may be with one voice, glorifying the Father, God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God, for I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God, in order that he might confirm the promises given to patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written. Therefore, I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing your praises to your name. And again, he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, the word of the Lord.
Of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locust and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestors.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now, the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We have hope for a lot of things and for a lot of different reasons. A farmer or a gardener will put a seed in the ground and hope for the best. Hope for a good crop. Hope for a good harvest come harvest time. To have good fruits, vegetables, grain, hay, cotton, whatever's planted, whatever seed. Parents have hope. A young couple gets married and they want to start a family. They become pregnant. And they hope that this delivery will go out very well, that it'll go without a hitch or without a flaw. And then they have hope for their child, that their child will be have a good life, a successful life, a productive life, a life filled with joy. We have hope for a number of different things. And here in our gospel lesson today, even though these words from John the Baptist sound harsh, they sound rough, they sound crude, they are actually words of hope. Hope that the kingdom of God is coming. It says here in our gospel lesson that many people were interested in this lesson. Many people wanted to come out. They were coming out of Judea and Jerusalem and the whole region along the Jordan River, and these people were coming to him for a baptism of repentance. People from all over, many, many people were coming out to him. But why were they coming? And that's the question then of why were they coming? Why were they going out there? I think some people maybe were going just simply to see a show. They heard the crowds were going out there. John the Baptist must be some kind of show, some kind of entertainment, something to see, an attraction to go see. And they had heard about this character who dressed in very rough clothes. I'm sure he smelled bad. He ate locust and wild honey. He was a wild man. Who wouldn't want to go out there and see a show like that? And so they went out and they saw John the Baptist. But as they were watching him, they were also listening to him. He did have a message. He did have a message of hope. And he was telling them, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God has come near. And he spoke in such a way that I'm sure many of those who even came just for that attraction, just to be fascinated by something, actually heard those words of hope, because hope is it's contagious. When you see other people who have hope, it gives you encouragement as well then too. And so I'm sure, even though they went out there just simply for an attraction, many of those caught that message of hope and were also baptized. Now, there were other people who came, I think, that probably came just out of, I'd say, cautious curiosity. They had somewhat of an open mind, but at the same time, they were skeptical because there had been other preachers before. There had been false prophets before. Just like today, I'm sure that there was fake news. There were stories. There were lies. There were scams that had gone around. And so they had a small bit of hope. I said a skeptical optimism to go and just see. Go and check it out. To find out what all the ruckus was about. Why everybody was going out there to hear what he had to say. Many of those, too, heard that message of hope. Many of them, too, heard those words of encouragement. And that excitement that the Messiah is coming, that he's going to be here soon. many of these people had waited, the Hebrew people had waited for hundreds of years for that Messiah to come. Is it possible that he could actually be coming in our own generation? Could he be coming soon? Could he be coming this week? And so there was that excitement, that hope, that that Savior would be coming. And they too were baptized. And then there were others who came. The religious leaders, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, maybe some from the Essenes, maybe some of the chief priests as well then too. But they had to come and check out who this preacher was, because he was starting to step on their territory. The religious leaders were the one who had power. They had power over the people. Of course, Judea, that whole area, was under Roman occupation, but at the same time, they had some freedom to set local boundaries, local rules, different things of day-to-day life. And so they had authority. They had power. They also, many of them were wealthy. They were well off, or at least well taken care of. They were happy with the status quo. They were respected. And here is a preacher out there in the wilderness saying, repent, which means to change, turn around, go the opposite direction of what you are going. John had special words for this group of people who came out to them. He says, you brood of vipers, you bunch of snakes, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? This message was pointed at them, that they too, even though they followed all those man-made laws, they too needed to change their ways. They too needed to recognize that the King is coming, that it didn't matter how much power, how much wealth, how much authority, how much respect they had, it did not matter, because the King is coming. That Messiah is coming. The kingdom of God will be here. It has come near. They too needed to repent and change. And it's possible that some of them did. It's possible that they too went in for a baptism of repentance. But then there were others who came as well then too. Those who did know Scripture. Those who followed what the prophets had said, like Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Micah, of the telling of the coming of the Savior, the coming of the Messiah. And they were excited. They had hope that maybe this really was the time, that the time was ripe. It was ready for Christ to come into this world. And they were fascinated with what John had to say, and they took that to heart, and they were filled with hope. And they too went to be baptized with a baptism of repentance. And there were others too that knew that this was their only hope. Those who were at the bottom of society, the poor, those people who could barely scrape by, who did not know where their next meal was coming from, those too who were outcasts, those two that were hurting and diseased. They had no other hope. They had no other options. And this gave them the hope they needed to continue on living. The Messiah is coming. For us, we know that Christ did come. That what John the Baptist said was true. He was the voice of crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, because the Lord did come. During this Advent season, we celebrate that birth of Jesus Christ. And we are in the midst of getting ready for those celebrations. You heard the announcements of going Christmas caroling and of the children's Christmas program and of the Christmas feast and all these other events that help us to celebrate this coming of the Lord. But this Advent season is also a time to remember that Christ is coming again. Christ is coming again. And we are waiting expectantly, like the Hebrew people waited expectantly for centuries for Christ to come, for that Messiah to come. We too wait for that second coming of Christ.
And this message that John preaches to the people then, he also preaches now. Repent. Change your ways. Get your life in order. Change those things in your life that keep you from worshiping God. Change those things in your life that keep you from being a faithful Christian. Repent and believe. Have that hope that Christ is coming. We may have that hope for different reasons. We may come with that skeptical optimism. We may be coming simply to see what's going on. We may be coming even thinking that we're going to get into a fight because we don't like what's going on. Or we may come because this is our last-ditch effort at hope. But we come. We come together. We come together in worship. We come together as fellow Christians. We come in to get ready to prepare our lives for that coming of the King. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We sing the hymn, Prepare the Royal Highway. Please rise for the confession of faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In hope and anticipation, we pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Renew us in the covenant of your Son, O Holy One, and revive us by the outpouring of your Spirit, who leads us to wisdom, understanding, and faithfulness in you, Lord, in your mercy. Send your Spirit to those who hold power and authority among the nations. Lead them to tend to those who are poor and meek with your righteousness and justice, Lord, in your mercy. By your word and your people, encourage and give heart to those who have lost hope in the face of depression, disease, injury, grief, and death. We pray especially for Joan Mahacek, Sandra Heil, Keith Ibram, Alton Yunker, Lynn Magura, Susan Staling, the Clark family who lost their home in a fire last weekend, and for the family of Elaine Hensey. Give them comfort and faith in your promises, Lord, in your mercy. Shape this faith community into a place of welcome and support for all people. Feed and strengthen us by your gifts of grace, that we may share them with others, Lord, in your mercy. You have gathered the saints into your holy and eternal presence. Make us steadfast in the faith until we are all made one in your new creation. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, we entrust to you all for whom we pray, confident that you will fulfill your promises through Christ our Savior and Lord. Amen. We continue with the offering. You may be seated. Almighty One, You have done great things for us, and holy is your name. Bless all we offer you, ourselves, our time, and our possessions,
that through us your grace and favor
may be made known to all the world. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass. Come, for the gifts of God have been made ready for the people of God. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise
Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. And we pray that in your mercy you would strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Our closing hymn, O Come, Emmanuel. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And as we go in peace, we share that peace with one another. The peace of the Lord be with you.